Wow, look how nice outside it is today. It'll be a great day to just sit back, relax, and listen to the radio.
12 seconds later.
You know what? I changed my mind. It's too cold. Let's go listen inside. No matter what the weather is outside, you can still listen to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. Stay cool, stay warm, and keep it locked.
Did you know there are laws that protect the health and safety rights of agriculture workers? And if you or a loved one is dealing with coronavirus, your rights may include required details about your job and pay, payment at the proper rate for every hour you work, safe transportation, and safe and clean housing. For more information and free help, call 866-4-US-WAGE or visit worker.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Labor.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 22nd, check out the women's lacrosse game versus Plattsburgh at Red Dragon Field happening at 4 p.m. And from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday through Thursday, head on over to the Alden Room for the Alden Room Scavenger Hunt. On Friday, April 24th, the Art Gallery is hosting their event, Artletics, which will include a live painting competition with artists painting still life live models based off of athletics. Painting will occur from 1 to 4 p.m. with snacks and refreshments from 12:30 to 1 and from 4 to 5. Anonymous voting will occur from 2 to 5 p.m. and this event will be held in the Fine Arts Interior Courtyard or Open Space Gallery depending on the weather. Also on Friday, the women's softball team will be playing Canton at the Red Dragon Softball Field at 3 p.m. And also at 3 p.m., the men's baseball team will be playing Cortland at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. On Saturday, April 25th, the softball team is playing again, this time against Oswego at the Red Dragon Softball Field at 12 p.m. Also playing at 12 p.m., the men's baseball team plays Cortland again at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. And at 1 p.m., the men's lacrosse team plays Canton at the Red Dragon Field. And on Sunday, April 26th, join WONY for our annual WONY Island event. See bands perform from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. in M201 Fine Arts. Dress for our island theme and bring your friends to enjoy some awesome music.
I'm shutting that off because it's old news, man.
Yeah.
Old news. Heavy Metal Monday. We're back. Episode 112, everyone, with the great Todd Evans. We are here today, though, to... bring it on from New York City things.
That's right.
We're going to get to that in a minute. I'm going to start by saying I hope everybody had a great weekend. There was a great show at, well, there was a couple great things going on that I saw. So Friday, I went and saw Plainview, Sophia, and Coleslaw at the B-side Friday night. And that was awesome. It was great to see a bunch of students come out. A lot of times students play at what we call student-run DIY venues, which is cool, a.k.a. house party.
Yeah.
House parties are super fun. I don't necessarily think of them as legitimate venues in the way of insurance purposes. Let's just say that, right? Like... you can make money and do whatever at a DIY venue. It's they're super fun, but you have to kind of be under the radar with certain things, and that doesn't necessarily make for great promotional kind of things. Besides the internal people going there and saying, "Oh, that band was great." Either way, we had three college bands play on a Friday night at the B-side. It was great. There was a great crowd. That's a good thing. It's a legitimate venue. They get paid. Those kinds of things. All the normal things. So that was great. Saturday, it looked like there was an amazing group of people that went and saw the Beatles' Pet Sounds thing at Foothills by the Justice League. And prior to that, the SUNY Oneonta World Chorus sang through all of Rubber Soul with a small band, which was pretty cool. And it looked like that was packed out. And yesterday, WONY Island. I was WONY Alumni Weekend. It looks like everybody had a good time. I was not present. Not going to tell the story, but I was not present. I was home for that, but if anybody wants to know, it's a good one. It's always a good story. There's always a good story. And then, so today is Monday, and tomorrow, I just want to talk about tomorrow before we start this whole rampage of metal in the morning, is a huge day for the music department at SUNY Oneonta. First of all, and of course the most important, is at 8 in the morning tomorrow, I will be hosting Dr. Adam Kent, a.k.a. Superman, Dr. Kent, who is a ridiculously amazing pianist. Like, nice. One of the best pianists I've ever heard in the, I would say, traditional music world. He also teaches at the Manhattan School of Music on the weekends doing the prep school stuff, but he's going to come on tomorrow morning, and it'll be fascinating to talk to him about just his life and his playing and stuff. He kind of really has recently, I believe, or maybe it's been his whole life, I know him through his interpretation of Spanish music on the piano, and he's just amazing, like I said. So I'm going to have him on tomorrow morning, which is going to be great.
Cool beans.
Then there's three things going on, and it's super busy at night. There's actually four, but I don't know I will say kind of what the fourth thing is. I don't know the full information on it. I should, but I do not. Unfortunately, sorry. But at 5 o'clock in the Alden Room, which I believe is in Morris Hall, there's a place called the Alden Room. One of our esteemed professors, Professor Robert Roman, along with the great Rob Lapari.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, oh, my goodness, which Todd knows as well. He played
good
with
friend
him.
Of mine.
Yep, good friend. And bassist Rich Mullen are going to be performing a hour-long concert in the Alden Room. Once again, I believe that is in Morris Hall. I got to look because I have to go, so I need to know where it is. But you can look that up. I'll have more information on that tomorrow. That's at 5 to 6, and they're going to be playing on a – he's going to be playing like a jazz trio on this old thing called a screw piano, which –
sounds interesting.
It sounds metal to me. Which was donated to the school through some crazy funds. So anyways, we have this special piano that everything is going to be kind of played on tomorrow. Robert Roman, Rob Lapari, Rich Mullen. That's from 5 to like 6. Okay, at 6 o'clock, David Rollin is going to be having his senior capstone and 201 Fine Arts. And then at 8 o'clock, Magnus Chanel, which everybody knows is the operations director at WONI here, is going to be having his senior recital at 8 p.m. in 201 as well, which is going to feature his piano playing, his electronic project Overcorrect, and then his rock alt-rock band called The Witch. There's going to be all kinds of stuff going on. So it's a busy day tomorrow for music, nice. Which is super cool. Everybody likes it on a Tuesday. It's like Taco Tuesday, too, right? But now we have Music Tuesday. Anyways, we should probably get into the music here because I've been blabbing. Yeah. So we're going to start off just by playing a song, and then we'll stop and we'll talk about what Todd did this weekend.
Sounds good.
Yep. What are we listening to?
In keeping with the metal, New York metal.
New York
theme,
metal.
Which you started earlier, Twisted Sister.
That's right. Twisted Sister from
their first LP, the first song on their first LP.
Yeah.
This is called What You Don't Know.
And they're from like
Poughkeepsie or something. I don't know. They're like in Connecticut.
Yeah, I thought he was from the island. Isn't D. Schneider from, I thought he was from Long Island.
You always want like the details, Mark. I'm not good on the details. Yeah, they're from New York.
I'm pretty sure he's from Long Island.
I think he is.
Yeah, so Long Island hair metal.
Yeah.
There we go. This is super cool, too, because it's like a first pressing of, or like an older pressing. Yeah, I don't know if it's the first pressing, but it looks like.
This is from Secret Records.
Secret Records, which I don't even know anything about.
Well, it was a secret, man.
That's right. I'm going to have to look this up. Anyways, here's the first time anybody heard any Twisted Sister on actual physical media.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Here we go. ¶¶
to our show. If you've got that problem, yeah, well, I think that you should know. This ain't the same old story. All the same old song and dance. Don't speak of fading glory, cause you won't get a second chance.
Transition.
Oh man, what a wild track that is. Okay, so that was, like I said, the first time anybody had ever heard this.
Yeah,
super fun looking back at online. The one cool thing about online, there's some cool things about online, some of it's terrible, but you could go back and look at these things. That was from 1982.
Yeah,
Fast Eddie Clark was involved in that project. Who else?
You said Pete Way.
Pete Way. They were originally from What was that? What was the name of that town?
Ho-ho-ku.
Ho-ho-ku.
A very metal
place. Ho-ho-cus.
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 Ho-ho-cus. It must be
Ho-ho-cus.
Yeah, it must be, right?
I don't know.
I'm not from Jersey.
It just says ho-ho, which is super funny. Ho-ho-cus. Jersey. We're probably saying this wrong. We apologize. Or do we? I don't think so. And then they were at a Long Island. I don't know. Whatever. Super crazy. So they had 5 albums. And then they re-recorded. You said they re-recorded.
Stay Hungry.
Stay Hungry. And then the funniest part was they have a Christmas album, A Very Twisted Christmas or something like that. But when I was in high school, MTV had this thing around, maybe it was one of the Jewish holidays. It was called Metal and Matzah.
Mm.
And it was Jewish metal.
Okay.
People, or recording artists. And they would have these, like, you know, they would like, all get together and just talk about the metal and then the thing. So Dee Schneider was always on it. And Scott Ian.
Oh, wow.
It was a very interesting group of metal people. Yeah, but it's just funny because then he's got a Christmas album. So I just thought, if you can go back, go look at VH. I think it's VH1 Metal and Matzah. Definitely worth checking out some old videos from there. But Dee Schneider was on there.
You remember when Dee Schneider went to Congress?
I do. With Frank Zappa and John Denver.
Yeah. What a weird combo.
The weirdest combo ever. He's very well spoken.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dee Schneider's he's a smart person.
I was telling Mark in that last song, I was introduced to the word debutante, which had no meaning in my sheltered upbringing. But I was like, wow, Twisted Sister's got some words I've never even heard before.
That's right. And they didn't even make them up.
No, they didn't. And they like somehow they fit them into a song.
So tell us about your weekend. This is important because this is where these came from.
I went down to on Tuesday down to Manhattan to catch a show, which was a death metal show. It was Persephone,
yeah,
Sowin, and Dark Tranquillity at the Gramercy Theater, which was fantastic.
Great place to see a show.
Yep. And I took my my daughter. It was her first metal show.
That's awesome.
And
does she listen to metal a lot?
She does not listen to metal at all.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, being a good kid, she's like, I'll do that with you. You're my dad.
That's cool.
And we got there a little bit late, and I just opened the Gramercy. You do open the doors, and you're right in the club. And Persephone was already playing, so opening the doors, it was like the wind blew back. You know?
Is it live or is it Memorex?
Yeah, exactly. It was an awesome show.
That's super. Did she like it?
She liked it. Yep, she liked Persephone.
Cool.
Most of all. And now, I think they weren't my favorite band of the three, but now they kind of are.
Okay.
Like Sowin, I've known for a long time. Dark
Have you seen Persephone before?
I saw them in Albany a couple years ago.
Okay.
I hate to say it, the bummer thing is like the whole band doesn't come over. So their bass player wasn't there and their keyboard player.
Where are they from?
Andorra.
Okay.
So.
Gotcha.
Little place between Spain and France is what my daughter told me.
Okay.
But when I saw him in Albany, I was talking to him, and they're like, do you guys have a bass player? And they're like, yeah, he's a plumber. And, like, this tour wasn't going to pay as well as the jobs he had back home. So
wow.
We just stayed home. So that was kind of a bummer, not getting to see the whole band. But they kicked butt.
I mean, they kicked butt. So did the guy who writes most of the music? Is there, like, one person, or is it...
But that's a good question.
Okay.
I'm just discovering
we'll look into
them
this.
Now. Yeah.
We'll look into this.
They're fantastic, though.
What if the bass player wrote every single song?
That would be funny.
Yeah, totally.
And they were all about plumbing.
Yeah, and they were all about plumbing. And then he's like, I'm not going. I'm not going on this tour.
And then so then we went record shopping the next day. And I found that Twisted Sister album, which I thought was a good.
Oh, it's amazing.
You know, something that I actually wanted. Not just something to bring so I could play on your show.
Yeah, the only one I have is Stay Hungry. I mean, I have that album.
That's a great album.
Which is
the
a
first
great album.
Three. Like, I was going to say early, like, for me, this one, can't stop rock and roll and Stay Hungry. That was pretty much it. And then
there were two others. I don't know what they were, but
Come Out and Play.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Oh, and Love Is for Suckers.
Great album title.
But I think they just were pushed to put out too much music. Like you said, they put out five albums in five years.
Bands were doing that, though. Remember that? Like, bands were just like chucking
out. It burned them out. Like, Y&T. I loved Y&T. And then they put out, like, Summertime Girl. It was clear that they were running out of ideas, which I totally get. Like, I'm not going to write 12 songs a year, you know?
Yeah. But if it's your job, like, if that's all they're doing.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean making it your job doesn't make you creative.
It's 100%. No, and it's
it might actually have the opposite effect.
True. You're absolutely right. Yeah, I know. I've been working on the same four songs for like 2 years for the cams, and I just finally got the title of one called Triple X Files. I don't know if we talked about that.
No, but you know, that's right in line.
Yeah, that's right. It's Triple X Files, everybody. Yeah, it's coming. It'll be here in the next 2 years.
What is it doing?
Triple X Files. I don't know. It's going to get recorded at some point. It was funny. We were at a live show, and I was like, "Oh man, I need a title for." I was thinking of something, and Orion, our drummer, was like, "You should call a song. You should write a song called the Triple X Files." I was like, "That's brilliant."
Bing. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I figured that. Play a little thing on the kazoo. That's how it started.
Oh, nice.
It always starts with the kazoo, everybody. Okay, so that's pretty cool. So you went record. So you bought that.
I bought that, and I bought. We're gonna play a track from another album I bought, which is by Rat, and it's off Invasion of Your Privacy, which is our second album.
It's just such a great title, and also. We have to, and just the fact that they spell it with two T's is awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that way, you won't get it confused.
If you Google it, you're going to find the band. You know, I mean, that is a good thing.
That is true.
So okay. This was a score. This was another one. I was like, oh, yeah, I actually like that album. And it was Sealed. And we're going to listen to Lay It Down, which is, for me is one of the sickest riffs of the 80s.
Oh, it's great. Other songs that have Rat in the title that are not from the band Rat. I know two of them.
Rats in the Cellar.
Yeah, that's what. That's a great song. That's a great song off of Rocks, which is the best Aerosmith album, in my opinion.
Then there's Ghost has a song called Rats.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's a great one, too.
There's one more I'm thinking by a metal band. Probably the first real metal band.
Okay. It must be Sabbath,
that's
right?
That's correct. Rat Salad.
Oh, Rat Salad. Yeah, Rat, of course. Salad. You put me under pressure. My brain says like, burp.
Yeah. Rat Ghost. Do you like Ghost?
I do. I like some of their stuff.
Okay. I don't know enough.
Rats is a great song. I could listen to that all day.
Okay, I'll have to check that out. Maybe we'll have a show sometime with all songs that have Rat in the title.
There we go. And we'll have to play those three songs. Yeah, all
they would play backwards and summon all rat demons.
There we go.
To the studio. Okay, here we go. We are listening to Rat Lay It Down, which is awesome, by the way.
Yes.
It could be better than Round and Round, the riff.
The tensions on the guitar part are just crazy.
That's like, right.
I mean, probably no one cares, but you and I. But the tense and resolution of these things, it's just like, wow.
Come on, everybody. Let's get our tensions going here in the morning.
And then resolve them.
Lay it down. We'll be right back. Hell yeah. That was amazing.
Yeah, I just was. So this was a $30. It was sealed, so it was, you know, like, that's a good price. But I just noticed this was released by Columbia House. So originally, this was probably a penny.
Hey, you probably still either owe them money or they owe you 30 albums, right?
They're trying.
Did you ever invest in Columbia House stuff?
I did.
You did? Okay.
How could you resist? It was like 10 records for a penny.
Yeah, it was something crazy, right? I don't know if I did it or not.
And then they charged you.
But then it was like $1 million or something else.
Yeah, and you had to buy like 3 or 4 or something within 2 years.
It wasn't the shipping and handling like $47.99.
Oh, I'm sure they raked you. They raked you over the coals. But you know, those first 10 albums were a penny, and
that's right,
including this Rat. So it's lowered in my esteem a little bit, but still sounded great.
No, that sounds amazing.
I mean, that tells you what records, how much it cost to make a record back then. Right now you're paying like $30.
Oh, it's because
it's all a big deal. These things were flying out the back door.
Oh yeah,
you know,
it
was cheap.
They were also thinner too. Like they weren't, you know, like a lot of the albums weren't. They, you know,
yeah, so they're not like a heavy.
Flimsy.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't, you know, the heavier albums. They don't necessarily sound better. They just are less apt to break. You know what I mean?
You know,
people are like, oh, these sound better. I don't, you know, whatever.
I got a great story to tell from that. So one evening when I was in my teens, I was listening to Screaming for Vengeance, the album Screaming for Vengeance.
Amazing,
by Judas Priest.
My favorite one.
And my father had a little bit of too much of Judas Priest, I guess. And he came in and he ripped the record off the record player, and then he tried to break it over his knee.
Really?
Yeah, but it just bent. I was like, so he threw it across the room, and there was a big gouge. I can't remember what song it was, like Devil's Child. One of the classics had this big scratch in it. And I was like, thanks, Dad. At least, you know, the record was too strong for my father to break it over.
That's super funny. Where'd you learn to do this? I learned it by watching you.
Exactly.
That's Screaming for Vengeance.
That was very out of character for my father, I should say. That was not who he was, but yeah, something.
That's
something
super funny though. Like I can see, what do you want to do with your life?
Exactly.
Man, speaking of like, before we go on to this next song, because it's always fun to go off on tangents about stories from our youth. I smoked lots of cigarettes when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. My father was kind enough to sign the waiver so I could go to the smoking lounge in high school, you know, because my dad smoked too. So my mother wanted no part of this.
Yeah.
But my dad was like, oh, yeah, here, I'll sign the thing, you know. When in doubt, I went to my dad because my dad would just be like, whatever, man, just don't drive fast. Like, that's what he always told me. He'd be like, do whatever, you just don't drive fast. Okay. Which I still don't. I never get tickets. Thanks, Bob.
Too funny.
Yeah, but there was a thing back then with smoking, and there were, you know, it was the Camel versus Marlboro thing, right? Mm.
Oh, yeah.
And Marlboro had Marlboro Miles, and on the side of the pack, you could pull off the little side of it, and it was worth, it had like 5 miles, 10 miles, or whatever. There were points. And Camel had Camel Cash. Joe Campbell, they were like little dollar bills, you know?
I kind of remember that.
With Joe Campbell on oh, hey, this is good for you. Like, so anyways, you could get this. I really wanted this awesome Marlboro Windbreaker. And you had to like get like, I don't know, 5,000 Marlboro Miles. And you put them in an envelope, you know, and then send like a check for $9.99 or something. And they would send you this thing, you know. And of course, it would be like, you know, 4,000 packs of cigarettes you had to smoke in order to get the miles, which I did. And I got all the miles. And once again, I went to my mother and I said, oh, hey, I need a check for $9.99 to get this. And she's like, you're going to hell. Like, I'm not giving you that, right? So once again, you know who came through?
Pops.
Yeah, Pops gave me the check, man. And I was so... And long story... I got the jacket, right? Long story short... In the past 6 months, somebody that I know was online and was like, look what I found at the Salvation Army. This is the best jacket ever. And I was like, I smoked 4,000 packs of cigarettes for that jacket. I'm still alive to tell the tale. Anyway, for those out there who collected Marlboro Miles and or Camel Cash, we were the suckers.
Mm-hmm.
They fooled us.
Yeah.
I got to fool me anymore.
I did not fall into that trap, fortunately.
You're lucky you didn't smoke, right?
No.
Oh, you're lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fun. It tasted good. I thought it tasted good.
I guess. I would not say it tasted good. I mean, I tried.
Yeah, of course.
And I inhaled and, like, burned my lungs.
Yeah,
and I was like, okay, I don't think I want to do that again.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I did. I was like, this is good.
Yeah. Beer, on the other hand.
Yeah. The beer was good,
don't get me started.
One of my friends, Christopher Reed, out there, if you're out there in the world, his parents, he was from somewhere in Europe. So, different traditions with the family, right? Mm-hmm. So he had like a pool table in his basement and stuff, and his family would just let him drink.
Yeah.
Because he was drinking, like he came over from Europe or whatever.
Yeah, that's what you do.
So we would always go to his basement. There was like tons of booze, and his parents would be like, oh, go ahead and booze, It was awesome. We were just like,
just don't drive fast.
Yeah, just don't drive fast or don't drive,
That would be better.
That would be better. But we would go to Chris Reed's house and get hammered because his parents just didn't care. It was fine, right? Okay.
All right. So now we're going.
Yeah, where are we
going?
We're going
into the Wayback Machine. Well, actually, we've been in the Wayback Machine. We're staying in the Wayback Machine. We're going to listen to one of my favorite songs from when I was a teenager. It's by a band called Virgin Steel,
which is ridiculous. Completely ridiculous.
Jack Starr, I believe, is on guitar.
Yeah, Jack Starr and David Device seem like they wrote most, when they're looking at the things, most of the material.
Yeah. So this was back in the day where somewhere on that album, there's like a send a self-address stamped envelope too. And so I did. I wrote Jack Starr and told him he was a great guy, a guitar player, and all that stuff. I was in the fan club.
Huntington Station.
There you go.
Right.
So I got back the signed Jack Starr photograph that said, "Tutot, keep on rocking." And that became like a tagline for my brother and I, "Keep on rocking." Okay. Which I've tried to do. I'm getting into my older 20s now.
That's right.
I'm still rocking. Anyway, so this is Virgin Steel, and the song is called Don't Say Goodbye Tonight.
Amazing.
And, okay. I hope you all like it. I can guarantee you've never heard it.
Yeah, and also when we come back, I'm going to put my phone on speaker, and I'm going to try to call the hotline number on the back of this album and see what happens. This is what's going to happen. There's two of them. I'm going to try calling them and see who answers.
Oh, dude, I hope David answers. That would be a lot. That would be a riot. Because they're still going. He's still – Jack Starr left, 30 years ago, but David's still been going.
All right. We're gonna make a phone call when we come back.
That'd be great.
Here we go. Virgin Steel, whatever that means.
Well – there's a sword.
Never ever.
All that's ridiculous. There's some great guitar playing, some great vocals, and some very prominent vibrato going on there. Okay, so I'm going to attempt something, because I've never done this before. I'm going to put the phone on. All right.
Now, we got to remember, this album is from 1982 or so.
So the chances of this number.
The chances of this number being
518.
Oh.
423.
It's Albany area, right?
8625. It's busy.
Well, you know, Virgin Steel.
We're going to try something else here. I'm going to try one more thing here. I'm going to put my phone on speaker.
A lot of people trying to get through.
A lot of people, we can't get through on the phone here right now.
It's the ones of listeners.
We're having a hard time.
They just heard their first Virgin Steel track. They loved it. And they immediately had to call in to that number. And now we can't get through.
This is super funny. Let me see. When's the last time I actually used the phone on my phone?
Why do we even call it a phone anymore?
I don't know. I can't even find the thing where I'm supposed to call.
You can't find the touchpad. It's not a phone anymore.
There's the phone. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to put this on. Okay, I'm going to call this number. I'm going to call the second one. Oh, it's 516. That's why.
Did I
put 516?
You said 518.
I think I said 518. But we're going to try the second number. 1-516-667-2836 for everybody out there. Sorry.
Now that's off the new Virgin Steel album.
Wow, what's going on here, everyone?
I don't know.
It's catchy. This sounds like a dentist.
Your call has been forwarded to the voicemail for Conflo Hendrickson. No one is available to take your call.
Conflo Hendrickson.
Please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Hello, we're looking for Virgin Steel.
Is this Virgin Steel?
Is this Virgin Steel calling? If it's Virgin Steel, could you call us back at 1-607-436-2711? We'll be awaiting.
Thanks.
Don't say goodbye tonight. We want to hear the Redeemer. Come on.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
All right. Well, that was...
That was underwhelming. But, you know, maybe Dave will call back during the next song.
Well, it's worth a try. Anyways, this was back in the day where you could call these things or send things in and they would send it back to you. It was pretty cool.
Join the fan club. You'd get pictures and stuff.
That's right. Artwork done by Mez. M-E-Z. That's what it says.
All right.
And the artwork's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What's a special thanks here? I'm just always looking at the albums on this.
Who'd they thank?
The French Heavy Metal Association.
Oh,
nobody else. Malcolm. Martin Hooker.
Oh, yeah. Martin Hooker.
And people who still believe in the magic of rock and roll.
That's you and me, Mark.
That's us. We're here for you, man. We're here for you. Okay.
So next up, the last time I was here, I was telling you about the band Volbeat, I think.
Yes, and I don't think I had heard. We didn't play anything, right?
We didn't, because I didn't bring it. So I brought some This is not necessarily indicative of the full fury of Volbeat, but because they have like pop songs and then they have heavier songs. This is the one that we're going to play is on the pop side because that's where we've been all morning for the most part.
Yeah, right.
Isn't the pop metal thing. So, yeah. This is off of a Record Store Day purchase from a few years back of like B-sides and albums that didn't songs that didn't make the album.
Songs that didn't make the album.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Or alternate versions. And I think you'll like it.
Cool. I'm looking forward to this.
Let's hear it.
All right, here we go. We're rocking and rolling, everybody. Oh, we're not quite rocking and rolling yet.
We're just rocking.
This is track one, right?
Track one.
Yeah, okay. Now we'll be...
Here it comes.
Let's see what we got. I've been seeing the day old, seeing the dogs out there fighting their own. Where they all look like people with tears, chasing each other for plastic and shit. Super poppy, super catchy, super awesome.
Yeah, Volbeat.
And where are they from again? Do you remember?
Denmark?
Okay.
I think, maybe. They're definitely from Europe. And they've been around for quite a while. They broke through it into my awareness probably 5-6 years ago with the album called Seal the Deal. which is just great. It includes the Devil's Bleeding Crown, which if you're a metalhead, you probably have already heard. Not you, but, you know, people out there, the ones of people listening. Yeah, fantastic. Fantastic. They put on it. I saw them. They opened. They did a show with Gojira. It was Gojira.
Who I still want to see. I've not seen.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
And yeah, they're good.
Volbeat and Slipknot. Saw them at SPAC. That was a...
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Slipknot was amazing. I mean, they were all great. I'm not a huge Slipknot fan.
I'm not either, but I've heard that their live shows are great.
It's just wild.
What I heard. I heard it's super fun to go see. You know, it's like one of those things. Okay, cool. So we're going to do one more song. And then sometime in May, I'm going to try to get Todd back. I don't know when we can get you on, but we'll get you on. You just let me know.
Yeah, maybe the third week.
Okay.
I'm just going to be out of town the last week. So.
Yeah, let's try to do it the third week and see if we can get back on. We'll,
yeah.
Because we only, then I have 3 months off.
I know. I'm going to be sad.
I'm going to be sad too, but not, I'll be crying during my sleep. Right? Because that's like.
That's true. Yeah, if Metal Monday happened at noon.
That's right. The thing with me and the radio really comes down to this. My son gets on the bus at 7.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. And I have to teach at 10.
Oh, yeah.
So I normally wake up at 7, have cups of coffee, and listen to albums.
That sounds good.
Which is great. And then I just do that for a couple hours, and then I come to work. And I was like, well, why don't I just do that live on the radio?
Yeah.
That was how this whole thing started. Because I could do it from 8 to 9, and then I generally get up to work, I don't know, half an hour early to prep for lessons and stuff like that. Prep for lessons, which is just me getting ready to tell students they can't play the thing correctly, basically, is what I'm not just kidding.
And I have to head off to the office.
That's right.
To go down to Denison and do work after this.
Look at us having to work.
This is the best part of the day, though.
That's right.
It is.
It is. It's awesome. It's the best part of the day. Yeah. Coffee and metal. Metal and remember, everybody, check out Metal and Matzah.
Metal and Matzah.
Metal and Matzah. Also, you know, I had said that if you want to go back and listen to it, you could try calling that other number again because I announced it on radio. We could just keep leaving messages to this person.
Oh, no.
They'll be like, no. Okay, so tell us about, we have one more song left today, so tell us about what's going on here.
All right, we're going to listen to Gin. From the live recording of Jinn by one of my favorite bands, Soinn. Who
J-I-N-N.
J-I-N-N. I believe that's like a genie, kind of.
Okay.
And, just saw them last Tuesday night.
Oh. My mic died. Oh, no. Your mic died, right? Yeah, how did that happen? Go check the other mic. Go to, what's that, 3?
Mic 4.
Okay, go ahead.
Check. No, yep, there we go. All right, I'm back.
Turn those off. I don't know what happened.
I don't know. Was it? Now I've got an echo. But anyway, yeah, we're going to hear a track by Soinn, who I saw with my daughter last Tuesday night. Fantastic band.
You do have an echo.
Cody.
Okay.
Ford, their guitar player, is a fantastic guy. He's got a great feel, great tone. Reminds me of a little bit of like a heavier version of David Gilmour.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, here we go. Where everybody check out. I have one too, right? It's like some weird reverb or echo or something.
Yeah.
What did I do?
Wait, now it's gone. Now what?
Is it gone?
I can't tell because you're. It doesn't matter.
Okay, we got
play some music and it'll go
something
away.
Happened. I don't know what happened. No, it's there. I can hear it now. Oh boy. Okay, here we go. Soinn.
Yeah. Thank you.
nights and 40 nights. You were the drug that kept me alive. During weary times, seems so pure and very white. Within such a frail and immaculate mind, with those innocent eyes. Kept me alive with those innocent eyes. Thank you.
And with that being said, we still have the echo. I have no idea where that's coming from. Yo, yo, yo.
Check.
But anyways, Heavy Metal Mondays, you're all awesome. I'll have Todd back. Rock and roll, everybody. Keep it clean. Or keep it greasy.
Later.
Later, peeps.
Did you know over 1 million animals are abused every year? These animals, such as dogs, cats, rabbits, and even exotic animals, are neglected in their own homes for no good reason. It is our responsibility to put a stop to this. How, you ask? We must help and support our local shelters in their fight against animal cruelty. Some great options in the Hudson Valley are the Hudson Valley SPCA and the Woodbury Animal Shelter. Both these shelters support the rehabilitation of abused animals and have a goal to erase animal neglect.